This podcast contains adult language.
DigitalDarren.com. Today is November 23rd, 2014. Forecast: Calhoun, Double R, Mr. MOB, Mario, Lynn, himself. What's up, everybody?
We in the fucking building, man.
What's up, homies? This classic right here, man.
Yeah.
What it do? Again, full crew in the building. Let's start off with the Falcons. My bad.
Do we have to talk about them?
I was at the game, so I want to hear Mario first.
So you crank up. You was at the game. You crank up first. Let's go.
Tell me how the fans said the outcome.
The fans weren't mad about his timeout. I don't think it hit them until after they threw that dumbass 3rd-and-2 through a bomb to Devin Hester. That's when the Falcons was like, hold on. Like, it's like somebody just blindsided you and you get up and like, hey, what the fuck happened? You know what I'm saying? That's how the whole fan base was looking like. When he made the timeout, people weren't thinking about, like, people like, why did he do a timeout? But after he did a timeout, he came back to a bum to Devin Hester. That's when people like, wait, what? You know, that was kind of the general collect narrative of the game. Like, at that point, like, wait, what the fuck was he doing?
So you think Mike Smith gave the call for the bum?
No, that was Derek Cutter. Mike Smith did the dumbass timeout and did the hurry up before the 3rd-and-2. That shit was epic. We was all texting. We was all together.
Being in the hurry, I just couldn't understand that shit at all. That would burn me, though, even with watching it live. Like, what is he doing? You controlling the game. You didn't even let them burn their time out. Like, you really went out your way to help them win. For the 3rd week in a row, you could have lost in Carolina, too.
But
I used to play in Detroit for the Detroit game.
But hold on, did anybody hit a presser after the game? That motherfucker said, they asked him, why did you call the timeout? He said, we called the timeout to get the perfect play, and if we didn't call the timeout, they were going to call it, so we just called it before they did. please tell me y'all heard that buffoon say that dumb shit. I couldn't believe it when I heard him say that shit. And then I was telling someone today, it looked like both of the coaches, they look like two middle school APS coaches who teach history and science class. I couldn't believe the dumbness that they was doing. And I bet you after the game, Mike Smith yelled out, oh God, he sunk my battleship, that dumb motherfucker.
So what's the verdict on Mike Smith, though? Should he go? Should he stay? Everybody in the same hands, or he should go?
He gone. He just finishing out this year.
He's a walking dead, man. He's dead. Yeah, Arthur Blank and Jerry Jones, we ain't gonna find him right now. You gonna let him finish up? Yeah, like I've been saying, though, who do you promote? You suck in all areas. Your defensive line, everything suck.
Let me tell you something. If Jesus came down here and said Mike Smith need to stay, I turn Muslim. I don't give a shit. He gotta go.
Yeah,
buddy. I think you just need a clean house. I think Dimitro need to go. You can't draft
work, man. Now, wait a minute now, Matt. That's your guy, ain't it? Dimitro, that's your guy.
Yeah, that was my guy. He need to go now.
Okay, you said it was.
I still like him, but I'm saying it's...
What? What
the jig is up. And everything look good. 2020 hindsight. Like, everything look good when you look back on that, it didn't work. You always
had that. Mario, but some of his moves we were saying at the time didn't work. OC, Steven Jackson. We were like, this shit is doomed to fail. But you were holding the counter for him.
You got a penis on the dollar and a little bit of depth to your little roster. That's all you got. You got a penis on the dollar and a little bit of depth to your little run back to what you thought was
going to
be the Super Bowl.
You let go John Abraham. You let go Brent Grind. You let go Dante Robinson. Man, well, kept the old dudes and brought in the bull scrap they brought in.
So what's the difference between him doing it and Belichick doing it?
He's no Belichick.
But I'm saying when Belichick do it, how does it is not a problem?
Because he's coaching what he's bringing in.
Exactly. And they usually have a fill-in. So, 32 motherfucking who gives a fuck his name usually make plays in the system. But he's coming around here, hey, we're going to get rid of all these guys and replace them with nobodies. And I guarantee you, listen, I guarantee you it'll go far. Here's what I do like about him. You got to have some balls to put that kind of trash on the field and sit right next to the owner every game.
Yeah, that's the thing that kind of, like, he has to sit next to Arthur Blank, and he has to explain this shit to Arthur Blank every game.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable what's going on.
I think me and Mario were talking yesterday. Arthur Blank ain't just no football, no owner. I don't think he know Al Davis, no Jerry Jones. I think he's just trying to support.
But Robert Kraft ain't a football knowing owner. Like, you can succeed without having an owner who knows football.
Yeah, but that was me and Mario saying Robert Kraft got Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, though.
So I think that's the problem.
Belichick run the show. You can let Belichick run the show.
Yeah, so I think ultimately the problem is that Arthur Blank just trusted the wrong people. I mean, that happens in sports all the time, right? You know what I'm saying? That's why coaches get fired and GMs get fired. So. And coaching in the NFL, it pretty much goes three ways. Or really, mostly two ways. Most times, you get fired before they run you out of town. Or they run you out of town. Very few people go to where Bill Belichick and determine when they get to retire and all this and all that.
To quote that great old lady, this second-rate team don't deserve that stadium. This second-rate team don't deserve
and boy,
the
fans. And boy, they pumping that stadium.
This second-rate team don't deserve the fans. They don't deserve to have Atlanta on their name. This second-rate team don't deserve to have fans. This Double D told us, hell going to the game. Me and Double R said, how much the tickets? He was like, 90. We said, we'll pay 30 for these bums. But we damn sure ain't paying 90 for them. Fuck them. We'll catch them on TV.
Y'all paid that stadium. You terribly mistaken.
What you saying?
Y'all think that stadium is totally for the Falcons in the terribly mistaken. Oh no, it ain't for the Falcons. It's to bring entertainment to the city. The stadium is a multi-purpose billion dollar machine down. They want to do with that. The Falcons just happen to be a part of the place. But the Falcons is not the main reason behind this new stadium.
That's true, but they should make that shit like a bird nest. It should look like a garbage can.
Hey, Lynn himself, did you look at the game?
Yeah, I watched a little bit, you know what I'm saying, but I barely could.
Oh, you barely could POP hold it down?
I barely could watch it.
Why you could barely watch it?
I don't know, man. The Falcons they not a sight. Like, I just don't. The motherfucker, I said, the game won, they looked good. It looked
goddamn
good against the Saints, but now, man, the Falcons just some fucking powder puffs, man.
See, you watching the game for the wrong reason. I was excited. I tell you why. I'm watching the game to root for the loss. And here's what you're going to get with the Falcons. They're going to give you an entertaining way how they're going to lose this game week in, week out. You're going to get you a hell of a way how they're going to lose the game. So you got to watch it for the right reason.
I'm really projecting on these Falcons, seriously. You had some Tennessee since in the early part of the podcast. Early prediction on was 6-10. All right, on schedule. You
might win two more games. Nah, they don't fool.
What was y'all expectations
out the
gate? Y'all
expected. Man, yeah, man, did 13. Call out. He did call out that, you know what I'm saying, 6-10. Or I'm talking about all this. Are we Super Bowl contenders? And you got the whole city fooled.
Shit, me. Yeah.
Well, I'm digital, Darren.
Looking like a goddamn.
Came back and said they got their swagger back. I couldn't believe it. They said they had their swagger back on the 4-16 leading the division. They back. Just go 1-0. If you only won a game could do a missed field goal. If you would have hit the field goal, your ass would have been up shit creek. Nah, fuck that. I mean, I was one of the ones who said my prediction was 4-12. Mine was 6-10.
Me and Double R had 8-8 and 9-7.
Mine was 6-10 or 5-11, and I think I'm right on schedule.
Who
We all I want to see Green Bay goddamn beat the brace off of
them. Man, Green Bay, go put the other three losses on that middle, bro. Green Bay, Pittsburgh, and
Arizona.
They're going to beat Arizona with Drew Stanton at quarterback. That's what's going to get you. That's what's going to get you. They're going to beat Arizona. This is the Falcons we're talking about.
They got to know Drew now. Because they had a chance to beat him.
Because this is the Falcons. It's not just about losing one game dramatically. It's about dramatically making people think you're going to go to the playoffs. The most fitting in for the Falcons is to lose the game. After the beat the Saints in New Orleans and lose to Carolina and miss the playoffs because of that.
They're definitely not doing that. They're definitely not doing that.
Who wants anybody from the NFC South in it? Unfortunately, somebody got to go. But who wants anybody from the NFC South in it?
Let me tell you something. If you're a fan of either one of these NFC South teams, you want them to lose. The Falcons need to lose these games to, without a doubt, fire these garbage, the Three Stooges. One, and the two, make sure you don't go in the playoff and affect your draft status. Here's the bottom line here. You see how happy Arthur Blank was at the end? He thought he won the game. We don't want him to be happy. We want him miserable so he can make the right move. You got to pull the trigger.
You want him to lose so he can fuck around and go out here and get another draft pick for Matt Ryan in the offense. They sitting up and talking about what they should have did on defense. Should have did that shit like three drafts ago.
I'll tell you what, should not did, draft that bum ass Rashid Hagerman.
Hey, he ain't nothing but a special team in a field goal blocker. Where's the second round pick on a fucking field goal blocker?
Looking at the schedule, what they got left, they might be 5-11 now. Arizona, Green Bay, Pittsburgh. Them the three losses I gave them, put them at 10. So that mean I was banking on them winning the New Orleans and the Carolina. They might not beat New Orleans this time.
They're not beating New Orleans in New Orleans.
They shouldn't have beat New Orleans in the first down game. Here, everybody around here celebrating. Celebrating and throwing a party because they beat the Saints. And the Saints basically gave them the fucking game.
But the Saints ain't good either. The Saints horrible. They just like the Falcons.
They good enough to beat them birds.
Well, last point on the Falcons. The Falcons are undefeated in the division, but winless outside of the division. That shows you everything you need to know about the Falcons.
Nah, we got more points on them.
I think they're going to run up on Arizona, who just took a loss from Seattle and looking to rebound as well.
They are not going to beat Seattle. I mean, they're not going to beat Arizona without a doubt. But here's what we can say.
They're going to beat them without the quarterback, I think.
Man, they can beat them. I agree with Lennox.
They made Geno Smith look like Joe Montana. They're not beating them.
They're not
going to
beat them. If Brian Hoyer's sorry ass game, he didn't win the game. He showed nothing going
to
win.
Brian Hoyer was giving them the game.
Gave them the game, then Mike Smith gave it back.
Exactly. It wasn't the players. It was Mike Smith.
We're going to still have Mike Smith Sunday, ain't we? Okay, then. Somebody say, I don't trust Drew Stanton. I don't trust the fucking Falcons. How do you trust them? No. Mike Smith over there on the sideline with a coloring book. No.
Hey, let's go on and wrap it up. I want everybody to give a last word on the Falcons. If y'all had to ask y'all one word to describe the Falcons, I want y'all to give me the word. I'm starting Mr. MOB. What name one word to describe the Falcons?
But elaborate why you said the word.
Depressing. Because they start out sometimes, they got fans out here who have high hopes, high expectations, and they always let them down. So at the end of the day, to be from Atlanta and never have liked the Falcons, it's kind of depressing because you always know they are who we thought they were. So boom.
Double R.
Well, I'm just going to take Mr. Mack word. I'm going to call him shitty. You fucking stink right now. How the fuck you lose this game?
I'm going to say that. I swear to God, I'm going to say that. Shit, that's my word.
You shitty. You lose two game on mismanaging time.
Lend yourself, go ahead. What's your word for the Falcons?
I'm just not disappointed at all because I never believed in this comeback from the jump. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to figure out why the hell are y'all so bad. You know what I'm saying? Didn't agree. They were who we thought they were. I don't know what the fuck y'all were looking at. You got a peon leader in the quarterback. He sucks.
I don't know, man. Hey, that's y'all problem.
Mario, give me the word to describe the fact.
Shit, they 26 in rushing. Nigga, worse in opposing passing yard. This is shit. Defense can't hold back nobody. Coaching staff head off the air. This shit. That's just all it is.
I go, and I say Calhoun for last. My word to describe the Falcons is tradition. They have a tradition of being shitty, depressing, shit, no expectations like Lennox Elf. This is what we've come for. The Falcons been here since, what, 67 or some shit? 66, 67. For 48 years, this is what we've grown to expect from the Atlanta Falcons. It's not like we're the Green Bay Packers and we can say, hey, we had this. We ain't never had shit. So, all y'all words are perfectly to sum them up. And I'ma just say, the tradition of using those words continues one more year. And I leave my word as tradition. Calhoun.
Boy, y'all all hit it on the head. I'm going to go erectile dysfunction. Because they can't rise up. That's what I'm going to do. We got Steve Martin over there in the Three Amigos coaching. We got Matt Ryan playing Martin Short. I mean, this shit is ridiculous. We got a goddamn GM who just, like, fuck it in the draft. I think he put on the blindfold and just throw darts at the board and whatever the name lies. It's ridiculous. We have four GMs and got a goddamn 4-7 record. Fire everybody. So, of course, shitty, tradition, depressing. I think it was right on time. I'm waiting on the lose. We know what they're going to do.
I got one last question before we end on the Falcons, though. Seriously, we never really have them going that high. The best was 88-97, so we didn't really expect much. But which is more of a disappointment, the offensive side of the ball or the defensive side?
Offense.
All of it.
Now, offense by far, because you thought they were going to at least hang up 30. Offense. These folks got some game where they got 7 points under 20. The offense by far. They beat Carolina 19 points.
Yeah, I agree with Calhoun. Like, everybody knew the Falcons defense was shit, but I thought they could score with somebody tick for tack. The offense really depressed.
That's what I thought, man. I thought the same fucking thing. I said, man, the first guy, I said, but the Falcons should be able to score with any fucking
body. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the Falcons offense, and that's what I get tired of. I get tired of all these people out here keep blaming the defense every fucking week about the Falcons. You know the Falcon defense went worth a shit when the season started. You know what I'm saying? You go out here, you got this quarterback. You got two of the best receivers in the game. You got a tight end that no one knows about because you don't fucking use them now. You know what I'm saying? You got three running backs who possibly could run the fucking ball.
Man, Julio.
The Falcons don't want to run the ball.
Julio Jones is a Lamborghini without the motor. Julio Jones a Lamborghini with a fucking Volvo motor.
Nah, Julio is a Lamborghini. He's just a Lamborghini whose doors go out and not up.
He's a used Lamborghini. He's a cheap
Lamborghini. He's a cheap Lamborghini. He's a savage type of Lamborghini. He's not what it is.
He's a cheap Lamborghini. Why is the Lamborghini? He's the one with the goddamn Lambo
doors.
Damn sure is. Right away, 1988 Lamborghini. The Falcons, I just can't. I'm trying to figure out why people sit up there trying to make it like. These motherfuckers, goddamn, can't even, motherfuckers will be goddamn shooting it out with everybody, man. Everybody
come down here with a goddamn AR, and we shoot with a BB gun. Matt Ryan, and I've been a Matt Ryan supporter. Matt Ryan looked like garbage can juice out there Sunday. Horrendous. But the timeouts that Mike Smith called was unbelievable. You can sit and say, I knew they was going to be trash, but you would never thought some of the calls, what he was doing, you would have never thought he was that bad to call that kind of timeout.
And it's like he's not learning his lessons. I'm sorry to cut you off. It's like he's not learning his lessons. And so, I think that's the most depressing thing. That's why he has to be gone, because it's one thing to fuck up. It's one thing to fuck up in Detroit. It's a whole nother thing to fuck up in Detroit and then fuck up in Carolina. It's a whole nother thing to fuck up in Detroit, fuck up in Carolina, then come back and fuck up against Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? Your list of fuck ups is getting too long. I want to transition away from the Falcons. I thank all y'all for that. That was good work. the Falcons are so shitty. We have to go to the You Suck and the Lewinsky Awards. We'll start with the You Suck Award. So I start with everybody for your weekly You Suck Award. Lend yourself, I'm going to start with you.
Hey, You Suck Award for me, man. Shit, you already know, man. Matt Ryan, it ain't no secret. Matt Ryan, Mike Smith, Thomas Dimitroff, Kurt Dirt Cutter. Hey, you suck.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask a question to everybody.
I got one more white boy to put on that, too. What's his name? The one that got the TV show.
Corey Beerman.
The special team guy that y'all tried to boost up. He's trying too, man.
Let me ask this question. Is everybody going to select the Falcons as they You Suck? Because if so, we could just go on and let this epic monologue take the cake, and we'll just all say Falcons and go for them.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one, because that was surely mine.
It was mine, too. Double R, were you going to say the Falcons?
I was, but now I got to get to Eli and them cowgirls. Giants. They lost. They were up. They should have lost that game.
That
man with his balls. That man got two rings, man. That man don't give a damn about shit else, probably.
Long he got them rings, huh?
That man got that ring, dude. That's the best thing he could say. I beat Tom Brady twice. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick twice in the Super Bowl.
Man, I was going to pick the Falcons, too.
Now this, then. Well, I'll get off Eli. Do y'all get, if Eli play like he playing this year, how long do he stay in New York? Eli been sucking it
up. Two Super Bowls. He still got two or three more years.
Nah, he's retiring in New York.
Yeah, he got it long as he want, really.
He probably got two more years
on the
top.
Yeah.
They find somebody.
Super Bowl and Manning. Yeah,
he's retiring in New York if he wants to, unless he's going to be late in his career and do one of those pay Manning.
I think I'm hoping to get he's thinking it up now.
But that don't matter. That don't matter.
Tom Brady got down and said it bad, boy. It's a business, boy. He said the Patriot way, the same way he came in that motherfucking gap, Drew Bledsoe. He said he know hit day coming.
Tom Brady shooting shit in people's ears then.
Get with Eli Day. Eli Manning Day is coming. You got there throwing these picks, man. You just nonchalant. How many people get tired of you, man?
No time soon.
Yeah. I disagree. He's a man and won two Super Bowls. No way in hell. Mr. MOB. Well, the Falcons going to be your You Suck Award for the week.
Yeah, mine going to be the Falcons and the Kansas City Chiefs for letting the winless Raiders get their first win. They got it.
Oh, man, that was a good-ass game. That was a good game, Mike. That was a good game. That was probably one of the big games I think this year. NFL, why?
I'll just say, let's go on and move to the Lewinsky Award, because we hit 25 minutes and we still need to hit college, too.
Good.
Mr. MOB, I'm going to start with you.
It ain't a team. Mine going to be Odell Beckham for that kid last night.
Ooh.
I feel like this week in football, everybody who I thought was going to win pretty much won, except for the Jets. It was just a... The team that you thought was going to win won. Then nobody had no Jets, no big-time performance. So, I'm just getting Odell Beckham. I'm getting him the You Suck for making the greatest catch in NFL history.
Yeah, that's about right. Man, my Lewinsky Award, it got to go to Tom Brady and the Patriots. They wrote him off so early in the season, man, and they had seven straight, undoubtedly, not even close victories. Like they putting everybody on their back showing you how to do it. So I give it to the Patriots and Tom for bouncing back from that 2-2.
I give mine to Buffalo. They had a hard week as a city. They were tweeting, like players were tweeting that they couldn't get out of their houses to go to another city and beat the shit out of a team like they beat the Jets.
They beat the Jets though.
But still.
But they were snowed in, they didn't even practice.
Yeah, they didn't practice the whole week, so I give my Lewinsky to the Bills. Double R, you can go on to go.
Well, I think I give my Lewinsky to Seattle. What a bounce back. Beat up on, get a win against Arizona, who everybody thinks should win a division. Shouts out to you, Russell Wilson.
Damn, Mulatto.
Calhoun.
I was going to say Buffalo Bills because that was really an amazing story. They're not even playing at home either. They had to take that show on the road. So I'm going Buffalo Bills, and I'm going to go ahead and give it to MLB team, the Raiders, for getting off the schneid and getting them a win.
Lindsay?
Hey, man, I'm agree with D-Mac on that thing, man, with them Patriots. Roll with them Patriots as always, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm gonna get them Raiders, man. You gotta get them Raiders, man. Some of that dough, you know what I'm saying? For getting off that that zero, man. You know what I'm saying? The boy, you know, they went out there and they played, man. And they got the win.
Hold on, but let me give a little bit of that You Suck Award to the two idiots and the Raiders who were celebrating the sack, and Justin Tucker had to call the timeouts to make them fools run back to the plate. Like they blew the game, dumbass.
Even better though for me, that just, you know what I'm saying? Like you, Jack, you got to go through all that to get a win.
Oh, you like them antics?
Yeah. All right, let's go on the hit to the games, man. Again, this NFL Week 13 picks and kicks. Happy holidays to everybody. It's Thanksgiving. It's gonna be two Thursday games. I think three, but yeah, three Thursday games. The first one is the Bears at the Lions. The line is Detroit by 7.
I'm going with Detroit, and I'm going with Detroit. I'm not taking the line, though.
I'm going with Detroit, and I'm taking the line. Jay Cutler, he'll turn over the machine.
I'm with Double O on that one, all the way, for that same reason.
Hey,
yep, Jay Cutler got all the tools, but he'll shave Trey McKinney.
Hey, man, you put me down. As, you know what I'm saying? I kind of agree with everybody on this one, but I'm taking Jay Cutler in this one.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Boy, you got some balls.
Grabbing your nuts.
I'm taking Jay Cutler in the Bears to go and pull this one out, man, in Detroit, man.
I got the Lions, but I don't have the line. So everybody had Detroit except for Lennox, right?
Yeah.
All right, the next game, the 4:30 game, the Eagles at the Cowboys.
I'm going with the Cowboys.
I'm going with Eagles.
The line is Cowboys by 3.
I'm going with the Eagles, but I ain't taking the line. To win, how the Cowboys won a meaningful division game to put them, solidify them as the top. So, I mean, even though it's in Dallas, they've been dropping the ball forever. Plus, the Eagles show their offense is potent and can be. And I don't know if Dallas
is going to
be able to match.
Hey, now, mind you, Dallas is at home on a Thursday night.
Exactly.
They always lose in November. Yeah. I'm taking Dallas.
And then that would be silver November, late November. So
I'm taking Dallas, and I'm not taking the Eagles because, for one, Mark Sanchez is still behind center, and I don't trust Mark Sanchez. At first, I did. Coming out of college, I thought he was the man, but not now. I don't. I'm taking the Cowboys in this one.
Lenny Self, you said the perfect point. I trust Romo more than Sanchez. It's Darren. I'm taking the Cowboys. And they cover the line.
They got me scared that Digital Darren is picking them. Shit.
Yeah, they're Mr. MLB. I'm taking the Cowboys because, like they just said, Digital Darren and Lenny Self, Mark Sanchez, Tony Romo. And then the Cowboys got that worst horse, DeMarco Murray. So. They're going to ride them on through. Let me just add this while y'all going through that, man. I just wanted to say this. Philly got a complete team. It ain't all on Mark Sanchez. So they only have to go play
out with great guys. The problem is some of it is on Mark Sanchez. That's the problem.
It is the problem.
Special team playing good. Not going to be your problem. Good. He ain't got to be Tom Brady to win again.
You absolutely right, D-Mac. But
he got to be Martin.
He's not going to be as tight with that thing like Foley. Like Foley got that thing looking good, man.
The problem is he woke up and he was Mark Sanchez. That's going to be the problem at the end of the day.
He's Clark Kent.
Yeah, no, and I'm saying one of the problems, if you ride here saying, I'm going to go for them and you lead off with, hey, everybody on their shoulder, special team looking good, that says it all right now.
Hey, but y'all forgot about Shady McCoy now.
No, we didn't. We just didn't mention him.
They got a more complete team. Dallas winning because of Romo.
Like, nah, they winning because of DeMarco Murray. That's the reason why they winning. They finally got the balls out of homo hands.
Defense is doo-doo.
Nah, they winning because that offensive line and DeMarco Murray always been now.
There you go.
Tony Romo getting time to goddamn find them weapon. That's why I'm saying Tony Romo ain't no bad quarter.
Hey, did y'all see how much time he had in the pocket last night? That man had up to 7 seconds.
Yeah.
9-6.
Y'all been looking at motherfucking numbers. Tony Romo got numbers, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, people be talking this shit. Tony Romo put numbers up now, bro.
Meaningful numbers.
All right, let's go, to the next game. The next game is Seattle at San Francisco. The line is San Francisco by one. I start out. I got Seattle. 49ers can't beat the Seahawks.
I got the Niners at home, man. Seattle don't travel well. Oh, so you don't trust that mulatto, but you trust that other mutt?
Hey, yes, I do.
I'm going with Seattle as well, man. Just get these two road wins and really show the division. You know, they done forgot about them and wrote them off. I think they get the win and get back on top.
All right, the next one is the Cardinals at the Falcons.
Give me the Cardinals, Bob.
I think everybody's taking the Cardinals.
I'm taking the Falcons.
The bounce back.
Is everybody else taking the Cardinals?
Yeah. Everybody. Who picking the Falcons?
I am.
You really picking the Falcons?
Yeah. For what reason, Derek, just to be the oddball?
I don't trust Drew Stanton. I don't see how y'all can trust
him. In this paper-thin defense?
Hold on. You don't trust Drew Stanton, but you trust the Falcons?
I don't trust nobody. But I don't trust the Falcons. I don't trust nobody on the Falcons.
You can say
you don't trust Matt Ryan.
What? I don't trust nobody. No.
We don't even trust Smitty. He'll find a way to blow the game.
He gonna blow it. A critical timeout, Bob. We had explosive plays. Man, fuck him, man.
Alright, let's go to the next game. The next game is the Washington Redskins at the Colts. Now, the only person who gets shit on worse than the Falcons is RG3.
Hey, man, I can't wait for them to go ahead and Vince Young. Go ahead and give me the Colts.
The line is ended by 10.
Where's the line? I'll take the line. I don't even know what to do.
It's ended by 10.
I'll take it.
I like the Colts, but I can't take that line by 10. I like them, though.
At home, Reese?
Yeah, I like the Colts.
Hey, man, that man looked like what he's supposed to say. Don't pull the thing out unless you read bang.
Get Mr. MLB. I take the risk, man. RG3 got something to prove against Andrew Luck anyway, man. That's my upset pick.
All right, Lennon, it's the Redskins at the Colts line.
You're going to be upset with that pick, too.
Let me get my
49ers
out. I'm going with the 49ers also in that.
What about the Falcons and the Cardinals?
I'm going with the Cardinals. Even though the Cardinals got a shitty quarterback this week, I'm taking the Cardinals.
All right, now we back to the Redskins and the Colts.
Redskins and the Colts. I'm going with the best quarterback, the best young quarterback in the game. I'm going with Andrew Luck. RG3 need to sit his ass down somewhere, man. I'm sick of this guy, man.
You'll take him by 10 points, too?
Am I taking Andrew Luck by 10 points?
By 10, that's the line.
Give him to me. Give me the point.
Nick said, give him to me. I said it before. I didn't know it was 10 points. Whatever they had it, I'd take it.
RG3 going to turn that motherfucker over, get hurt and win it. It's going to be something.
He going to do both. He doing both.
All right, next game is Tennessee at Houston.
The battle of the backups. Yeah. The Texans.
I'm going to take the Texans at home as well, man. It shouldn't be that good of a game, but I'll take the Texans at home.
The line is Houston by 6.
It's Paul Arian Foster back. Well, it don't matter if he's back or not. They'll still win.
Yeah, their defense will beat the Texans. I mean, their defense will beat the Titans, so it's Mr. MLB. I'll take the Texans, too.
Hey, I'm going with the Titans because, Ryan Mallett is out for the year, and I don't know who the hell they got now. Who they going to now?
Go back to Fitzpatrick.
They going with Fitzpatrick. I'm going to go against the grain, right? I'm taking Tennessee.
I like the same dude
that got punched into the bar, ain't he? Yeah, old Miller out here out of LSU, a Gina Georgia boy.
I want to go with Mettenberger when it comes to Fitzpatrick, but I'm going to go ahead and go Houston.
Next game is...
Cleveland. Who you got?
I said Houston. Next game is Cleveland at Buffalo. The line is Buffalo by 1.5. Darren, I'll start off. Give me Buffalo.
I'll go with Buffalo and give me the 1.5.
Give me Cleveland. I say Cleveland.
You see... Did you see how bad...
The Falcons should have beat them. You see, you want to go with Cleveland?
Brian Hoyer giving the game away?
Made a bad game because of the Josh Gordon thing. Like, he forced a lot of throws.
He down, man.
But that was them not being on the same page and him getting reinstated and playing right now. Like, you're going to have some timing issues. But the one in the back of the end zone, a receiver that's on the same page, get that.
Man, let me ask you something.
It was a bad throw, but he wasn't even in the vicinity of where the ball was supposed to be.
Matt, let me ask you something. Man, let me ask you this. You listen. Do you think Brian Hoyer was forcing it to Josh Gordon more than Bill Cosby was forcing his penis on the girls?
What? Hey, that's a good podcast. Like, I'm about to say about that, too. But
I'm just trying to see who was forcing it more.
Hey, on some real shit. I definitely agree with Mac on that, man. You know what I'm saying? When them folks, Cleveland, tune everybody else out to get Josh Gordon in the game, man. Exactly. To get him in the game. And then when it came down to it, when they needed it, they were going to him on the last drive like he had to be in there.
He still had 8-120. What?
I don't trust nobody who got a battle with the Falcons.
So who you got?
I'm with y'all. Yeah,
I'm Buffalo.
I'm going to pick it back with Mario and Lenny. Yeah, I'm going with Cleveland, too.
Yeah, go on the piggyback with him.
It made perfect sense because Josh Gordon is one of those special type of receivers, and I think they were off. And then that was my first time seeing a whole Cleveland game. They other receiver, they got good speed, and they can run the ball good. So, yeah, I think they can beat Buffalo.
I'm with you, too. I'm going with everybody. I'm going with all the Browns, cuz. Really, I hate to say it, but that boy Correll, he be running that ball.
So all of them do.
I got him on fantasy, so he been holding me down.
All right, the next game is San Diego at Baltimore.
Ooh, that's a good game.
Line of Baltimore by 4.5.
I take Baltimore at home by 4.5. They on a roll, man. This won't even be close. San Diego might be the biggest fool's gold game of the family. Seattle, everybody thought, oh, man, boy, look at Drew. I mean, not Drew Brees, but
the Rivers.
The Rivers. Oh, and it all went in the toilet, so. I'm going to Baltimore at home.
Hey, man. Hey, this is Lindsay, man. I'm going to disagree with Mac on this one, man. I'm going to take Baltimore. But I think Phillip Rivers is going to come in there and give him a ball game. I think he's going to give him a ball game. You know what I'm saying? So I'm taking Baltimore with the point. Man, I'm disagreeing. I'm going with, you say he fools gold, but he going to still have to play the game. I'm going with boy Phillip Rivers.
I got to go with Baltimore. I love that boy Phillip Rivers. It's going to be a game, but I think Baltimore going to get it at home.
Yeah, I'm going with the Ravens too, man. I think it's gonna be a good game, cause as long as you got Phillip Rivers and he got his boy Antonio Gates, they always got a chance. But I think Baltimore playing pretty good right now. They're gonna take it up. He just got a big win in New Orleans. They're gonna be San Diego.
I agree with Mario.
I don't take the focus.
I agree with Mario. San Diego fools gold. I got Baltimore.
We all got Baltimore now. Shout out to San Diego. Then.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't let that 7-4 fool you. When they on the hot AFC team, they gonna get dusted out. Patriots, I get the ball. They gonna dust them out. The Colts would dust them out, but go on to the next one.
Oh, it's the battle of the City Bowl. The Giants and the Jets. The Giants and the
Giants and the Jags. Line New York Giants by 3. I got the Jags.
You're picking them every week.
He's consistent. I'm going with the Giants, man. Give me Odell Beckham 3.
I don't know who the worst. Giants or the Jaguars.
Easy.
Go with Eli.
The Jags is the worst.
Man, I think Eli is that bad this year. And just to throw a sleeper or upset in there, I'm going to take Jacksonville on this. Just because, yeah, the Giants just know how to get up. It's just the worst.
No, they don't. Don't know how to get up to them Giants.
I'm taking. Oh, hey, I agree with Mr. MOB on that one. I'm taking the Giants. You know what I'm saying? There's no way in hell I don't think the Giants are going to let the Jags stuff it to them. You know what I'm saying? Even though they might. But I don't think it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So I'm taking the Giants.
All right, next is Cincinnati, Tampa Bay, the line of Cincinnati by 4.
Cincinnati. Call that quick.
I'm picking against all the NFC South, so Cincinnati for me.
Yeah, I'm Cincinnati myself.
Cincinnati, me too.
Shit, I might have to start Andy Dalton in my fantasy.
Cincinnati get a sweep, man.
The next game is Oakland at St. Louis. The line of St. Louis by 7.
Oh, there we go again. I started off Oakland Nation. Raiders. I'm going with the Raiders, baby. I don't roll with them every week. I got lucky this week. St. Louis.
I'm taking St. Louis, but I'm not taking the line. Not by 7. Game of field goal, man.
Well, the Rams benched their quarterback this week, but it don't matter. The Rams.
What I got? Sean King, Sean Hill. Man, I'm going with Rams. The Mike one game winning streak come to an end this week.
I disagree with all y'all. I agree with Mr. MOB, this Darren. I got Oakland winning 2 in a row.
So you know you're losing now.
Hey, I agree with MOB and Darren. I'm taking the
Rams. Oh, y'all need to bail off that ship. Come on with it then.
The next game, 1 o'clock game, is the Saints at the Steelers.
Steelers.
I like the Steelers, and I like the line by 3.
Yeah,
at Hinesville, I like them to keep the Saints down. The Saints really just showed you how bad they were tonight. Like I said, another good AFC team running up on this week, NFC South. Yeah, I take Pittsburgh by 3.
The AFC North is doing the NFC South like an origin. Hey, bro, that free fucking in the back. Go get you some.
I'm going to go with the Saints. Because Baltimore beat the Saints, but they got more defense than Pittsburgh. And the Saints can run the ball. The Pittsburgh defense is old.
Hey, man, all this ingenuity off the wall picking, boy, y'all going to lose like hell that week.
Pittsburgh going to lose. The Saints ain't
just MOB. I almost took New Orleans too, but just watching them get dusted out right now, man, with a sure shot chance to say we're going back to the top of it and then get it done at home in New Orleans. They don't play well on the road anyway.
Man, how the hell? How
20 degrees up there? Nah,
how the hell any of y'all pick? They look like shit at home. They look worse out away from home.
No, they ain't finna get it done out here in 20-degree weather.
The hell you talking about?
Mario, I was just about to pick New Orleans because Pittsburgh giveaway games, a la the New York Jets, a la Tampa Bay. So, but 20-degree weather is
the... hold your nuts. It ain't gonna be 20 degrees. It's hot. It's a warm front coming through. Pick them.
And many times your ass done flip-flopped in the pit. Man, give me Pittsburgh.
I was going to take New Orleans, too. I'm going to go against the grain with New Orleans. I think New Orleans could put up some point with Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh at home in the cold, they're going to probably pound.
It's not going to be cold. What's all this? I might have picked New Orleans shit. New Orleans look like shit.
I don't know where how cold it'll be, but they don't play well on the road.
New Orleans is second to a 4-17.
Pittsburgh lost to the worst team in the NFC South.
Wait. Can we just say that for a minute? They are second to a 4-17. Ain't no fucking I'm thinking about picking New Orleans. New Orleans is just as shitty as the Falcons.
Yeah,
And Pittsburgh lost to a team worse. Pittsburgh lost to two teams worse than the Falcons.
Hey, every dog
they better than the Falcons now. They
got the same record.
Let's go on to move to the next game.
They got shit. They
you got the same record, but them folk don't bet in every game. More games that they don't lose.
Man.
They don't
win
them games. But they was in them.
And they lost them.
They were in them.
4-7 is 4-7, man.
They don't want a game outside their division, too. I'm going with that nature. If I'm the only one, I'm fine with it. Saints
ain't going to win.
But they do.
All right. Next, we got Carolina at Minnesota.
He can switch.
And many times the Calhoun ass flip flop.
That nigga don't want to ride me because I switched about one time. I ain't no flip flopper.
Let's get to the next game. Carolina and
Minnesota. I'm not picking no NFC South team. The whole division
sucks. I'm with RTR.
Two and a half.
I'm with RTR. Minnesota, man.
I got Minnesota too.
Hey, this my sleeper special. I'm gonna call this game is so bad. I'm gonna call this one a tie. I put that down a tie,
Mario.
I'm Carolina, for real. I'm gonna take Carolina coming off a bye. I'm gonna say they get it done and get a little monkey off their back.
They gonna go bye bye.
They're 3-17.
Yep,
I'll
take two ties in one season
with
the same team. I hope they do.
Lenny, go ahead.
I'll take Carolina in that one, but you know what I'm saying? I'm taking Cam Scam New.
Yeah, I'm going Carolina. Minnesota ain't got shit.
And what
if they play Hayes and Pizza and they switch? Other than that, Minnesota ain't got a damn thing.
Oh, he got to bring the switch with him. That next game is a monster, though. That Patriots and that Packers. Patriots at the Packers. That's a good one now. That's a good one.
Yeah, baby.
I'm going with Green Bay.
I'm going with Green Bay, too.
Hey, man, much as I just gave Tom them that Lewinsky Award and how on the road they is, I think they got to prove it in the pros and cons. I'm going with Green Bay.
Darren, Green Bay. Lions, Packers by three. That means these teams even. I don't think New England, even though they're a cold weather team too, Green Bay just as hot as they is. And they 5-0 at home. So I got the Packers.
Uh-oh, Mr. Lennox. You're going to be left right there by yourself, because I'm going with the Chiefs. You know what? I don't give a shit. Lord, I never go get Tom, man. I'm always betting on goddamn Mr. 007, man. You know what I'm saying? How could I not? I got New England winning in Green Bay. I got them winning big, too, man.
Give us a number. Give us a score.
To get what? Belichick finna come up with a game plan for Roger. Yeah. Yeah, he finna come up with a game plan for him for real. Why? For real, man. He finna come up with a real game plan for him now. You see what he did to Pockethead, dude. Shit, I'm going with New England, goddamn, probably 38 to damn
20-28.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be high scoring.
All right, this game is Denver at Kansas City. Line is Denver by two. I got Denver winning this digital dare.
I got Denver.
Yeah, I take the Denver two and everybody two.
Man, they my upset pick. I'm going with the Chief. Let go Chief. Let's go goddamn
Exactly.
Same team going to the Raiders.
Yeah. You gotta do a comeback. The comeback week, man. You gotta get the monkey out of back, like you say.
Denver not a great team this year, but the same team going right. to the Raiders.
Sure. I agree with Double R. I'm taking the Chiefs. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be a good game. It's going to be a division game. But Peyton Manning lost against the St. Louis, and he ain't had no super game this week. So I think this week he come out and throw about 4 or 5 of them things.
Yeah, but he came back on a pretty decent team. Miami winning that game all through.
And that's a great segue to the next game. The Dolphins at the Jets.
Man, I'd be damned if I take one of them.
Let himself Dolphins quick.
Not to
win that vote with Lenny.
Riff Ryan said Geno might be stunning back and Mike Vick snuck it up. So I like these Dolphins.
Mike Vick went down again.
Yeah, Mike Vick hurt. They had to carry him off the field today.
Yeah. He probably, Geno, he got Mike Vick got to snake nothing up. He down.
I be goddamn if I
thought Mark Sanchez back. And Mike Vick, the dead rose on the NFL.
Nah, RG3 that. But I get goddamn. I'd be damned if I pick one of these n****s quarterbacks. Cody, give me Ryan Tannehill. The great Ryan Tannehill. All
right. And Mr. MLB, who you have?
I ain't
going to
Mike
V. Gino. All right. This has been DigitalDarren.com. This is the pro part for the pro picks and kicks.
Give me tell who you got.
Oh, I got Miami. Like everybody else, I'm sorry. This has been DigitalDarren.com. Thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody who's been on the show. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.